Our first feature this week is written by David Clayton. This article was intended to be published in January 2023 edition of Let's Talk and take us to meet Julie Berry, the voice behind the announcements on Greater Anglia trains.
Welcome to this service for Norwich. We will be calling at Manningtree, Ipswich, Stowmarket, Diss and Norwich.
If you're travelling on a train in our part of the world, the chances are you'll know of Julie Berry. Not because you'll have seen her on the train, but you'll have heard her dulcet tones many times. Julie is the disembodied voice announcing the stations, along with a few other stock announcements on every Greater Anglia train. She's one of many voiceover artists who ply their trade reading scripts for commercials, narrating TV documentaries, corporate videos, pre-recorded phone line messages and, yes, announcements on trains too. Julie is an actress having appeared in the West End and on TV, but the clarity and tone of her voice lends itself perfectly to things we absolutely need to hear, like, the next stop is Ipswich, change here for, etc, etc. I've just reacquainted myself with Julie's wonderful voice on a recent train trip to London. I'm all over southern England, she laughs as she tells me she's not only the voice of Greater Anglia, but also on southern trains and the Piccadilly line in London. However, there's much more to Julie Berry than an automated train announcer. She was born in Worcester, went to a fashionable ladies' college in Cheltenham and enjoyed acting in school plays. I then went to the Guildhall School of Music and Drama in London, but on the proviso, I studied how to teach drama as well. Well, that was her parents' suggestion. She did, and found herself teaching speech and voice in theatre school. I didn't really like it, she explains. However, it pretty much filled a decade of her working life until someone was looking for an announcer for an international violin competition. She grabbed the opportunity, and it whetted her appetite. Then she told me, a friend started a sound studio and heard a client claim he'd never choose a female voiceover artist as they all sound like Minnie Mouse. Julie's friend replied, if I can find you one that doesn't, will you use her? Julie got the job. Via more friends in the acting business, she started voicing commercials for London's Capital Radio. I thought I might also try and fit in some film work, doing background walk-on parts in between my teaching commitments. She knocked on the door of an agent who immediately offered her something much better. I went straight into Daisy Pulls It Off in London's West End. Julie juggled acting and voice work during the 80s. I did 2 6-month contracts for the BBC Radio Drama Department, which I absolutely loved, and on my one day off did lots of voiceover bookings at studios around central London. I did once oversleep. I was so tired due to the 7 days a week workload, it caused havoc with the studios. Julie points to her 15 minutes of fame being when BT needed a voice for their automatic directory inquiries. That was at the end of the 80s. I helped out with publicising the new service, doing lots of interviews. A male actor friend had done some train announcements and tipped her off that they were looking for a female voice. Julie landed the job and soon became the voice of London Underground's Piccadilly line. Julie's tone and clarity of voice gained her more train work. However, the skill is much more than just reading out loud into a microphone. It's about getting the inflection right, Julie explains. She records the announcements in kit form and a computer assembles them. I have to record a rising inflection, as a station might be part of a list of stops, but also a downward, full stop inflection, as it might be at the end of the journey. When all you've got is the voice, it's all about nuance too, she tells me. I once recorded a commercial for some Pretty Polly stockings. The brief was to create a sexy voice, but more subtly, as a woman speaking to another woman. Clearly it worked, as Julie was BAFTA nominated for that advert. I wondered whether she liked hearing herself on the trains. She doesn't seem to mind. I only wince when it's badly put together, she tells me. Julie's referring to the carefully recorded inflections being assembled incorrectly. Does she get recognised for her voice? I was once standing in the local greengrocer's at the exact moment one of my commercials was going out on the radio in the shop. I was speaking to the shopkeeper. He didn't spot the connection. Julie quite likes the anonymity. I'm quite private. I've seen how fame has affected the lives of some actor friends. It's a two-edged sword. If you look Julie Berry up on her agent's website, that's Hobson's in London, you'll see she can cover a range of accents too, including South African, Mancunian and a faultless Welsh, as I discovered when she dropped into it effortlessly when we chatted. She's also adept at Irish, both Northern and Southern. I have family connections to Ireland, she tells me. So, next time you're on a train around these parts, listen out for Julie and her perfect inflections. But don't get too distracted, because as she'll be telling you, please remember to take all your belongings with you.
Thank you, David.
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were Gaynor Lord and myself, John Hoyle. Part two will follow immediately with Information Desk, two more sets of news and two more features.